愿大家平安。
May peace be with everyone.
今天早上从创世纪第一章、第二章，我们一起来学习人的尊贵与价值。
This morning, we will be studying Genesis chapters 1 and 2 and studying the topic of the nobility and value of man.
创世纪第一章里面记载神创造天地用六天的时间。
In Genesis chapter 1, it describes the history of the creation in 6 days.
那在第一章里面大概有六次神看是好的。
And in chapter 1, there were about 6 times when God saw that it was good.
到了第六天神创造人。
And on the 6th day, God created man.
我们看第一章的31节。
Let us look at chapter 1, verse 31.
神说看着一切所造的都甚好，有晚上，有早晨，是第六天。
Then God saw everything that he had made, and indeed it was very good. So the evening and the morning were the 6th day.
前面都讲是好的，那到第六天是非常好。
So in the first 5 parts, it said that it was good, and on the 6th day, it said it was very good.
因为在第六天神造人。
Because on the 6th day, God created man.
那前面五天神看是好的，但是这个好到底什么意思？
So in the first 5 days, God saw that it was good, but what does good mean?
好像一个艺术家他在创造画一幅画。
It's like an artist who is painting a painting.
那他觉得好，他就停止了。
And after they see it is good, then they stop.
然后就摆在那里，大家来欣赏。
And they place their art there, and everyone can come and look at it.
如果你觉得好，你就会出更高的价钱去买。
And if you think it looks good, then you will pay a higher price for this piece of art.
所以你的画能够卖越高的钱，代表你的好是特别的好。
So the higher price you're able to price your painting at, the better your painting will be.
那这是代表一个艺术家他这个人的价值。
And this represents the nobility of this artist.
好，我们现在来看诗篇的第八篇。
Let us turn to Psalms chapter 8.
诗篇的第八篇。
Psalms 8.
第八篇第一节。
Psalms 8 verse 1.
主我们的神啊，你的名在全地何其的美，你将你的荣耀彰显于天。
O Lord, our Lord, how excellent is your name in all the earth, who have set your glory above the heavens.
这里讲神的名何其的美。
Here it says, how excellent is your name.
那接下去讲什么？
And what does it say next?
你将你的荣耀彰显于天。
You have set your glory above the heavens.
这个天是什么？
And what does this heavens refer to?
就是神用五天所创造这个世界。
These are the 5 days that God used to create the heavens and the earth.
这个就是神的杰作。
And this is the creation of God.
那神的杰作就是神的荣耀。
And this is the glory of God is in his masterpiece.
所以我们看到天地的伟大。这个没有办法形容的。
So the majesty of the heavens and the earth is indescribable.
天外有天，到底天多大？不知道。
We see the heavens, but how big the heavens truly are, we do not know.
这是神的荣耀。
Because this is the glory of God.
所以为什么神的名很美？
So why is it that the name of the Lord is excellent?
因为他在创造中彰显他的荣耀。
Because in his creation, he is able to show his glory.
那他的荣耀代表他的能力，代表他的智慧，更代表他的爱。
And it is able to express God's power, his strength, and also his love.
所以为什么人会谦卑？
And so why are humans able to be humble?
你不管有多伟大，多荣耀，站在神的荣耀之前，神的创造之前，人是微尘。
Because no matter how majestic you are or how glorious you are as a man, it is impossible to compare with the glory and majesty of God. We are like dust.
那我们再看诗篇的十九篇。
So let us look at Psalms 19.
诗篇十九篇的第一节。
Psalms 19 verse 1.
诸天述说神的荣耀，穹苍传扬他的手段。
The heavens declare the glory of God, and the firmament shows his handiwork.
诸位，我们有没有看到神的荣耀呢？
Does everyone see the glory of God?
神看不见，我怎么看得到神的荣耀呢？
I cannot see God, but how can I see his glory?
诸天在述说神的荣耀。
The heavens declare the glory of God.
我看那个太阳。
If you look at the sun,
这个是神的荣耀。
This is the glory of God.
你看到月亮。
When you see the moon,
这是神的荣耀。
This is the glory of God.
你看到一朵花。
When you see a flower,
这么漂亮。
It's so pretty.
这是神的荣耀。
This is the glory of God.
所以诸天在述说神的荣耀。
So the heavens declare the glory of God.
那神的荣耀怎么彰显呢？
And so how is the glory of God manifest?
穹苍传扬他的手段。
The firmament shows his handiwork.
也就是在神的创造当中来彰显他的荣耀。
So through the creation of God, he is able to manifest his glory.
那第六天神看是非常好。
And on the sixth day, God saw it was very good.
那到底人好在哪里？
So how is man good?
那我们现在回来看创世纪。
So let us turn back to Genesis.
创世纪的第二章。
Genesis chapter 2.
创世纪第二章的第七节。
Genesis chapter 2 verse 7.
神用地上的尘土造人，将生气吹在他的鼻孔，他就成了有灵的活人，名叫亚当。
And the Lord God formed man of the dust of the ground and breathed into his nostrils the breath of life, and the man became a living being.
到底人是什么？
So what is man?
如果没有圣经没有人能够讲得很清楚。
Without the Bible, no one can really describe it clearly.
但是我回到圣经就讲得很清楚人是什么。
But if we go back to the Bible, then it describes clearly what man is.
这个地方说神用尘土造人。
Here it says that the Lord God formed man of the dust of the ground.
我们带小孩子到海边去玩。
Sometimes we bring our children to the beaches to play.
这也可以用沙造一个人。
And the kids can make can use sand to create can create human models.
但是有时候你到下雪的地方。
And sometimes if you go to where it snows.
那人也可以用雪造一个人的形状。
And they can also make snowmen.
所以神用地上的尘土造人这个只是一半而已。
So when the Lord God formed man using the dust of the ground, this was only half of it.
这一部分我们也可以做。
This is what we can do too.
但是我们做不到的是什么？
But what is it that we can't do?
下面说神将生气吹在他的鼻孔上。
Here it says that the Lord breathed into his nostrils.
他就成了有灵的活人。
And man became a living being.
所以人是什么？
So what is man?
人是泥土加上神吹的那一口气。
Man is a combination of the dust of the ground and the breath that was breathed in.
这个是神造人的奇妙。
And this was how miraculous the creation of man was by God.
所以他叫做有灵的活人，他是一个活人。
And so this is a man who has a spirit and this is a living man.
那什么叫做死？
So what does death mean?
如果这一口气没有了，就是死了。
If someone no longer has this breath of life, then they are dead.
那这个身体是泥土造的。
And this physical body was made with the dust of the ground.
所以死了就埋到土里面。
And after you are dead, then you are buried in the ground.
真的就归回尘土了。
And then man returned to dust.
所以人的价值在哪里？
So where does the value of man lie?
如果我们的价值是在这个泥土造的身体，
if our value lies in this physical body that is made by dust,
那死了就一文不值。
Then after we die, we are worth nothing.
你看200磅的牛，哦，它可以卖很多的钱。
A cow that is 200 pounds can be sold for a lot of money.
但是200磅的人死的可以卖多少钱？一毛也没有。
But after a 200 pound person passes away, then you can sell this body for no value.
哦，所以人的价值不在这个尘土。
So the value of a man is not determined by this dust he is made with.
如果人的价值不在这个尘土，那人的价值是什么？
So if the value of a man is not determined by the dust he is made with, then what determines his value?
哦，就是神吹的那一口气。
It is this breath of life that is breathed by God.
那一口气叫做让人成为有灵的活人。
And this breath of life is able to be make man a living being.
哦，这个代表神的能力，神的伟大。
And this represents the power and the majesty of God.
啊，如果我们在海边造一个沙的人。
If we try to search for a sand man next to the beach.
啊，你把它吹一口气，发生什么
？If you take a big blow at it, what will happen?
什么也没有发生。
Nothing will happen.
如果造一个雪人。
If you make a snowman.
你把它吹一口气，什么也没有发生。
If with just one blow, you can make it disappear.
但是当神用泥土造一个人，他吹一口气就变成有灵的活人。
But when God formed man of the dust of the ground, he was able to breathe into its nostrils, and it became a living being.
所以神的这一口气带有生命，带有能力。
So with this breath of God, it was full of life and power.
所以一个泥土造的可以变成有灵的活人。
So something formed with dust was able to become a living being.
所以人的价值是在他活着的时候，他身上有神从神来的那个气。
So a person is able to have his value because of this living breath that God gives him in his life.
那这个气走了，这个人就一推泥土就没有价值了。
But once this breath of life leaves this person, then this person is simply dust and has no value.
那这一口气是什么？
So what is this breath of life?
啊，如果我们回到创世纪的第一章。
If we turn to Genesis chapter 1.
啊，第一章的二十六节。
Genesis chapter 1 verse 26.
神说，我们要照我们的形象，按我们的样式造人，使他们管理海底的鱼，空中的鸟。
Then God said, Let us make man in our image, according to our likeness. Let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, over the birds of the air.
那27节。
Verse 27.
神就照自己的形象造人，乃是照他的形象造男造女。
So God created man in his own image. In the image of God, he created him.
所以神吹的这一口气，就是把神的形象进到人的里面。
So by breathing the breath of life into this man, God was able to place his own image on him.
神看不见，他是一个灵啊。
God is invisible because he is spirit.
所以神这一口气就是神的灵进到这个人的身上。
So this breath is God's spirit that enters into this man.
所以人能够反映神的形象。
So for a man to be able to reflect the image of God,
那这个是神看作好的。
This is what God views as good.
那如果我们回到以赛亚书看神怎么看人。
And now let us turn to Isaiah to see how God views man.
以赛亚书的43章第七节。
Isaiah 43 verse 7.
以赛亚书43章的第七节。
Isaiah 43 verse 7.
就是凡称为我名下的人，是我为自己的荣耀创造的，是我所造的，做成所造作的。这个地方讲，凡称为我名下的，是我为自己的荣耀创造的。
Here it says that everyone who is called by my name, I have created for my glory.
所以当神看是非常好的时候，就是表示人能够 反映神的荣耀。
So, if God creates someone who is very good in his eyes, then that means that this person is able to manifest the glory of God.
我们看到天地，哇，神很伟大。
When we look at the heavens and the earth, we see that God is so majestic.
那你看到伊甸园里的亚当，哇，神很伟大。
And when we look at this Adam that was created in the Garden of Eden, we think that God is majestic.
因为这个泥土造的人竟然能够把神的形象表现出来。
Because this person who was created out of dust could even display the glory of God.
所以你看到亚当，你不只是看到一堆泥土，我们看到神的形象。
So when you look at this person Adam, we do not see a pile of dust. Instead, we see the image of God.
这个叫做神的荣耀。
And this is called the glory of God.
这个叫做非常好。
This is called very good.
好，那现在我们比较我们自己。
And so now let's compare this to ourselves.
我们不要看别人。
And not compare it to others.
别人看到我们有没有看到神的荣耀。
When other people look at us, are they able to see the glory of God?
当别人看到我们，他有没有看到神的形象？
When other people see us, do they see the image of God?
如果别人看到我们能够看到神的样式、神的形象，那我们就可以荣耀神。
If when other people look at us and they are able to see the likeness and the image of God, then we are glorifying God.
那是为什么我们现在这个人，其实我们是亚当的后代。
And in reality, we are the descendants of Adam.
为什么亚当可以荣耀神，我们现在没有办法荣耀神？
But why is it that Adam was able to glorify God, and yet we are unable to?
那个最重要的因素是什么？
What is the most important reason?
我们现在看罗马书。
Let us look at Romans.
罗马书的第三章。
Romans chapter 3.
罗马书的第三章。
Romans chapter 3.
二十三节。
Verse 23.
第三章二十三节。
Chapter 3, verse 23.
因为世人都犯了罪，亏缺神的荣耀。
For all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God.
这里讲世人都犯了罪。
Here it says that all have sinned.
这个世人不只是亚当本身，也包括我们每一个人。
And the people that are referred to here are not just Adam, but all of us.
在神的标准之下，我们都犯了罪。
Under God's standards, we have all sinned.
那亏欠神的荣耀。
And we have fallen short of the glory of God.
所以为什么我们现在不能荣耀神？
So why is it that we cannot glorify God now?
因为我们都犯了罪。
It is because we all have sinned.
所以我们没有办法反映出神创造亚当那一种神的形象。
So we are unable to truly reflect this image that God created Adam in.
所以我们人的价值就是要在主耶稣里面重新来建造，来寻找。
So our value has to be found again and searched for again within the Lord Jesus.
因为我们不认识神，所以我们在世界上寻求我们认为有价值的，常常跟神没有关系。
And in the times when we do not know God, a lot of the times the things that we search for value on earth does not have any relation to God.
那跟神没有关系的价值，这个不是真的价值。
And any type of value that does not have a relationship with God, this is not valuable.
因为这不是永远的。
Because this is not eternal.
那我们在地上追求所谓的有价值，一般是讲什么？
And for the value that we typically try to find on earth, what is this value?
我们来看耶利米书的第九章。
Let us turn to Jeremiah chapter 9.
耶利米书第九章二十三节。
Jeremiah chapter 9 verse 23.
第九章二十三节。
Chapter 9 verse 23.
神如此说，智慧人不要因为他的智慧夸口，勇士不要因为他的勇力夸口，财主不要因为他的财物夸口。
Let not the wise man glory in his wisdom. Let not the mighty man glory in his might, nor let the rich man glory in his riches.
为什么人会夸口？
Why will man glory?
因为我觉得这个很有价值。
Why would man glory in something? It is because that something is very valuable to them.
那我有这个价值，你没有这个价值，所以我会向你夸口。
So I have this valuable thing and you don't, so that's why I would glory in it.
那这个下面就讲三个人认为价值的地方。
And in the next part, it describes what people find glory in.
第一个就是他的智慧。
First, it is his wisdom.
就是他的聪明。
Which is his knowledge and intelligence.
所以有时候我们人在地上如果很聪明。
So if someone is very intelligent on earth,
第一个他书可以读得很好。
First, they can study very well.
在最好的学校得到最好的学位。
They are able to gain admission to the best schools and have the best positions.
那有的人虽然没有受好的教育，头脑很聪明，那大学也没有毕业，他可以创造最好的公司。
And for some people who are very intelligent, even if they only graduate from high school, they are able to start up very successful companies.
这个就是它的价值。
And this is their value.
那第二个，勇力、勇士。
And next are the mighty men.
这个勇士就是表示他的能力。
And his might refers to his abilities.
所以当一个人从学校毕业。
So when someone graduates from school,
你在公司里面越爬越高，因为他能力很强。
When they're working in their companies, they are able to climb higher and higher because they have great abilities.
所以一般人就认为这个是有价值。
So a typical person would view this as very valuable.
那这个社会对有价值的人的一个报偿，现在来讲，大部分都是用金钱。
And a metric that people in society use to see howvaluable a person is or successful they are is how much money they have.
第二个就是用他的名位。
And second is their status.
这个是人创造出来的价值。
And this was the value that God has created.
那第三个。
That man has created.
第三个二十四节。
And if the third thing is in verse 24.
二十三节最后一句。财主不要因为他的财物夸口。
Nor let the rich man glory in his riches.
当一个人有钱，
When someone has money,
他可以用很多外在的东西来包装自己。
And when someone is rich, then they can use many outward things to decorate themselves.
为什么花几千块钱要买一个皮包呢？名牌的呢？
Why would they spend thousands of dollars to buy a luxury bag?
因为要借着这个提升别人在你身上感受的价值。
Because they want to elevate the value that people perceive them with.
所以财务可以创造很多包装自己人认为有的价值。
So we can use many material things to decorate and wrap ourselves so that we seem more valuable to others.
但是人造的价值都是暂时的。
But the value that humans create is always temporary.
所以下面是什么？
So what does it say next?
24节。
Verse 24.
夸口的，因为他有聪明，认识我神，又知道我使悦在地上，施行慈爱公平。
But let him who glories glory in this, that he understands and knows me, that I am the Lord exercising loving kindness judgment.
所以一个人有聪明能够认识神。
So for someone who is wise and is able to understand God,
他才能够真正明白神看的价值是什么。
Only then can they truly understand what God values.
那这个神是昨天、今天、明天永远不改变的。
And this God is a God who does not change yesterday, today, or tomorrow.
别人看我们有没有价值其实不重要。
Whether other people view us as valuable, this is not important.
他看你有价值又怎么样？
He sees that you're valuable, and so what?
他看你没有价值又怎么样？
He sees that you're not valuable, so what?
我们还没有死，他就死了。
Perhaps if we don't die, they die first.
即使他不死，他也没有办法改变我们什么。
And even if they do not die, they cannot change us in any way.
所以不要太在乎要在人的面前被看作有价值，这样我们的生活方向会迷失的。
So we should not place we should not take into mind too much what other people value us at, because if we do so, then it's easy for us to lose track in our life.
但是要非常在意神看我们有没有价值。
But we must be very attentive to whether God views us as valuable. Why?
因为神昨天、今天、明天永远不改变。
Because God is unchanging, even from yesterday, today, tomorrow, and forever, He is the same.
如果神认定我们是一个有价值的人，
If God determines that we are a person of value,
我们死的，
then if we die,
这个价值会一直延续到天国。
This value will continue unto heaven.
那这个价值就会转变成为天国的荣耀。
And this value is able to be turned into the glory in heaven.
那这个才是真的可贵的。
And this is the true thing that is that is valuable.
所以圣经里面讲，有人凭着外貌认耶稣。
So in the Bible, it says that some people judged Jesus based on his appearance.
所以耶稣被拒绝了。
And so Jesus was rejected.
因为他什么都没有。
Because he had nothing.
没有家世背景。
He had no family background.
没有家庭美容。
And no outward beauty.
没有钱。
And no money.
没有放枕头的地方。
He had no place to put his
head. 这算什么？把他丢掉了。
What does this count as? He just threw it away.
但是主耶稣是神认为宝贵的。
But Jesus was one who was considered precious in God's eyes.
我们先看约翰福音怎么来描写主耶稣。
Let us see how Jesus is this, how God describes Jesus in John.
约翰福音的十七章。
John chapter 17.
十七章的第四节。
John chapter 17 verse 4.
我在地上已经荣耀了你，你所托付我的事，我已经完成了。第五节。
Verse 5.
父啊，现在求你使我得享荣耀，就是未有世界以前我同你所养有的荣耀。
Verse 4, I have glorified you on the earth. I have finished the work which you have given me to do. And now, O Father, glorify me together with yourself, with the glory which I had with you before the world was.
这个第四节是讲主耶稣还没有离世升天以前。
In verse 4, it talks about before Jesus had ascended into heaven and left the world.
那第五节是主耶稣回到天上以后。
And verse 5 describes the time after Jesus ascended into heaven.
所以主耶稣说我已经荣耀你了。
So Jesus said that I have glorified you.
那主耶稣荣耀天上的神有两个方法。
So there are two ways in which Jesus glorifies the God in heaven.
第一个就是神所托付的事情他已经做完了。
The first is that Jesus has finished the work which God has given him to do.
瞎子看见瘸腿走路使人复活。
The blind are able to see, the lame are able to walk, and the dead are able to rise.
借着神的能力把神的荣耀彰显出来。
And through the God, through the power of God, Jesus was able to manifest his glory.
第二个。
Second.
主耶稣把神的本性活出来。
Jesus was able to live out nature of God.
所以最重要的是神本身啊。
So the most glorious one is God.
神住在众人所不能够靠近的光里面。
God lives in this light that cannot, in which people cannot come near to.
那个光啊，就是神的荣耀。
And this light is the glory of God.
那这一位神，他的本性完完全全的充满在主耶稣的身上。
And the divine nature of God was fully manifested in Jesus.
所以我们来看哥罗西书。
Let us turn to Colossians.
哥罗西书的第二章。
Colossians chapter 2.
第九节。
Sorry, chapter 2 verse 9.
哥罗西书二章九节。
Colossians chapter 2 verse 9.
人本性一切丰盛都有形有体的居住在基督里面。
For in him dwells all the fullness of the Godhead bodily.
所以神一切的丰盛这个都是属灵的，都是看不见的主耶稣把它活出来。
So the fullness of God was lived out by Jesus.
所以主耶稣说你看到我就是看到神。
And so that is why when Jesus said that when you see me, you are seeing God.
父在我里面，我在父里面，我跟父是合一的。
The Father abides in me, and I in Him, and we are one.
那这个被神像神性所充满的耶稣，在遍茂山上，他就容貌放光。
And the Jesus who is filled with God was able to manifest His glory on the Mount of Transfiguration.
这个就是人的价值。
And this is the value of man.
所以今天我们跟可能跟主耶稣一样。
So today we might be the same as Jesus.
没有家世背景。
Without a family background.
没有家庭美容。
Without outward beauty.
没有好的教育。
Without a good education.
连放枕头的地方都没有。
We might not have a place to even lie our heads.
所以被世界上人凭外貌好像被拒绝了，我算不了什么。
So based on the judgment or the standards of the world, we might be viewed as not valuable.
我们也真的算不了什么。
And we probably don't count as anything.
但是我们在神的国里面可以成为真正有价值的人。
But in the kingdom of God, we have this opportunity to be a valuable person.
要怎么成为有价值的人？
So how do we become this person of value?
就是要重新改造我们自己，能够把神的样式、神的形象活出来。
We need to start from the beginning to change ourselves so that we can live out the likeness of God.
所以信耶稣的开始，因为我们遇到很多的困难，一直在求神帮助，这是信耶稣的入门。
So the entrance and the beginning of believing in Jesus is us repenting of our sins.
但是不要把信耶稣入门的原因当作信耶稣最后的目的。
But let us not use this reason for us to enter into this belief of Jesus to be also our end goal.
已经信主几十年了，快要离开世界了，整个头脑里面还是主耶稣可以给我什么？
If we have believed in Jesus for tens of years, and yet now we are still thinking about what Jesus can give us.
我带有自己人生一套的理想，主耶稣能不能帮助我实现我的人生理想？
I have this set of ideals for my life. Is God able to help me fulfill them?
使我能够光宗耀祖。
So that I can be glorious and rich.
这个不是信耶稣的目的啊。
And this is not the purpose of believing in Jesus.
信耶稣真的追求什么？
What is the ultimate pursuit of believing in Jesus?
要重新恢复做人的价值。
It is to revive to help revive this value that we have in our lives.
就是把神的形象活出来。
Which is to live out the likeness of God.
这个努力要努力到离世的那一天为止。
And this is something we have to work diligently towards even until the day we die.
所以信仰不是没有事情做的。
So in our faith, it is not that we have nothing to do.
我们能荣耀神吗？
Are we able to glorify God?
我们能够反映神的形象吗？
Are we able to reflect the image of God?
这个就是我们的价值。
This is our value.
那我们要怎么做？
And so what should we do?
我们先来看哥罗西书。
Let us look at Colossians.
哥罗西书的第三章。
Colossians chapter 3.
第三章的第十节。
Colossians chapter 3 verse 10.
从第九节开始。
Starting from verse 9.
不要彼此说谎，因为你们已经脱去旧人跟旧人的行为。第十节
Verse 10.
穿上新人，这个新人在知识上渐渐更新，正如照他主的形象。
Do not lie to one another, since you have put off the old man with his deeds, and have put on the new man, who is renewed in knowledge according to the image of him who created him.
这个地方在讲我们信仰两个步骤。
Here it says there are two steps in our faith.
第一个要脱掉旧人。
The first is to put off the old man.
如果我们看那个第八节，从第五节一直看到第八节，什么是罪人？旧人。
If we look at verses 5 to verse 8, it describes what it means to be a sinner and the old man.
旧人就是被罪性控制的一个人。
The old man is someone who is controlled by their sinful nature.
这个才是我们真的信仰要努力的目标。
And this is our true goal in our faith.
你信主几十年，还跟这个人合不来，跟那个人合不来，家庭乱糟糟的，这个是旧人啊。
If you have believed in the Lord for tens of years, and yet you are still fighting with everyone around you, and you have no peace in your family, then you are still an old man.
这个怎么能够荣耀神？
How can you glorify God?
所以这个旧人要脱掉。
So you must take off this old man.
那第二个，穿上新人。
Then second, you must put on the new man.
那怎么穿上新人？
And how do you put on this new man?
那如果第十节我们 有时候看英文可以帮助我们了解中文。
So in verse 10, if we look at the English translation, it can help us understand the
Chinese. 用认识照他主的形象这个知识渐渐来更新我们自己。
We put on the new man who is renewed in knowledge according to the image of him who created him.
知识重要不重要？
Is knowledge important?
我们大家疫情一来到你就知道知识很重要啊。
Once the pandemic came, we realized that knowledge is indeed important.
你如果没有科学的知识，你不晓得什么叫疫情。
If you have no scientific knowledge, then you don't understand what the pandemic is.
如果没有科学的知识，你不晓得怎么面对疫情。
And if you don't have any scientific knowledge, then you do not know how to tackle this pandemic.
所以知识很重要。
So this knowledge is very important.
但是最重要是什么？
So, but what is the most important?
认识主耶稣，认识照他主的这个形象的这个知识。
What's most important is knowledge of God and knowledge of the one who created.
所以雅各书里面在讲啊，听道就是对着镜子看自己。
So in the book of James, it says that the word of God is like a mirror.
所以我们有认识主耶稣的知识来对照我们自己，我们发现我们真的欠很多啊。
So if we have knowledge of God, then and we are able to reflect on ourselves, then we realize that we actually lack a lot.
然后我们一直去追求。
And if we continue to pursue,
越来越像主耶稣。
To become more and more like the Lord Jesus.
这个叫做我们更新有神的形象。
And this is what it means to be renewed in the image of God.
所以圣经越读越深，认识神越多。我们越谦卑。
So the more we read the Bible and we understand the word of God and understand God himself, then the more humble we will be.
因为我离开神造人那个形象实在差得太远了。
Because we realize that we really are so far away from this image of God that he created man.
所以我要一直努力到离世为止。
So we must continue to work diligently until the day we die.
那我们的价值在神面前就一直提升。
And if we do so, then the value that we have in God's eyes will continue to grow.
我们看彼得后书第一章。
Let us turn to 2 Peter chapter 1.
彼得后书第一章第四节。
2 Peter chapter 1 verse 4.
因此他已将又宝贵又极大的应许是给我们叫我们脱离从世上情欲来的败坏，就得与神的性情有份。
By which we have been given to us exceedingly great and precious promises, that through these you may be partakers of the divine nature, having escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust.
这里也告诉我们信仰追求有两个步骤。
Here it says that in our pursuit of faith, there are two steps.
第一个脱离情欲。
First is to escape our lust.
情欲就是罪的欲望。
And lust is our sinful desire.
这个会带给人败坏。
And this brings corruption.
第二个。
And second.
要跟神的性情有份。
We must be partakers of the divine nature.
那这两个都跟祷告有关系。
And these two are related to prayer.
罪性是一种权势。
Our sinful nature is a type of mind.
要有圣灵帮助你才脱得掉。
Power and only through the power of the Holy Spirit can you overcome it. And the Holy Spirit is the Spirit of God.
所以圣灵会把神的本性浇灌在我们里面。
And the Holy Spirit is able to pour out the nature of God into our hearts.
圣灵一充满，这个人就能够结果子。
So if a person is full of the Holy Spirit, then they can bear fruit.
这个果子就是神的形象的表现。
And this fruit is.The display of the image of God.
所以当神看亚当是好的。
So when God saw that Adam was good.
这个代表他是非常的有价值。
It represents that he was very valuable.
他可以反映神的形象。
And he was able to display the image of God.
那泥土造的人为什么很尊贵呢？
So why is it that this man who was formed by dust was very valuable?
如果我们看路加福音在描写主耶稣的家谱。
If we look at the book of Luke and how it describes the genealogy of Jesus' family.
这个家谱一直推上去。
And if you trace it back all the way,
第一个人叫做亚当。
The first man was called Adam.
圣经说亚当是神的儿子。
The Bible says that Adam was a son of God.
啊，如果今天你的爸爸是美国的总统。
If today your father is the president of the United States,
忽然间变成很出名了。
Then all of a sudden you will become very famous.
啊，不是我们是什么，因为你爸爸是美国的总统。
And it's not because of who the person may be, it's just because their father is the president of the US.
就变成非常的尊贵了。
And this becomes very valuable.
但是神造亚当的时候，圣经说亚当是神的儿子。
But in the Bible, when the Bible described Adam as, it describes Adam as the son of God.
那神是什么？
And so what is God?
神是创造宇宙万物的主宰。
And who is God? God is the creator of the universe.
这一个泥土造的人叫做儿子。
And he called this man who was formed of dust as his son.
这个就是人的尊贵。
And this is the value of man.
一个人可以成为神的儿子。
For a person to be able to be called the son of God.
那神就是他的父亲。
And God is his father.
如果神是我们的父亲。
And if God is our father.
圣经说我们就要承受从神来的产业。
Then the Bible says that we will be able to inherit the inheritance from God.
这个不是将来进到天国要承受那个永远的荣耀。
And this is the eternal glory that we will receive in heaven.
这个包括我们活在地上亚当所享受神的祝福全部都要临到我们。
Includes the blessings that Adam was able to receive on earth from God. These will all come upon us.
生活没有忧虑。
In our lives, we have no worries.
平安喜乐。
We have peace and joy.
再来永生。
And next, we have eternal life.
再来婚姻的圆满，家庭的幸福。
Then we will have a peaceful family and also a peaceful wedding.
这一些福分都要加给神的儿子。
And all of these blessings will be given to a son of God.
所以今天我们为什么要信仰？
So why do we have our faith today?
因为我们要重新来建造我们做人的价值。
Because we are trying to rebuild from the beginning our value.
我们要恢复做人的尊贵。
And we must revive this value that we are able to generate from being a human.
也就是要做神的儿子。
Which is to be the Son of God.
唱诗。
Let us sing him.